You know what I wonder about the morale of the military, especially the elite units, the special forces operators, the Green Berets? They train so hard. They sacrifice so much. I mean, what do they think when they see the left-wing moles in this country stepping on their flag, encouraging an invasion, sneering at the military? What do they think? I really wonder. I just wonder, what is a military for but to protect the nation's sovereignty? Tell me what a military is designed for from the beginning. To protect the nation's sovereignty. Can anyone listening to this program, I don't care what your background or politics are, can you tell me why we need hundreds of thousands of illiterate immigrants without any skills? What do we need them for? Tell me why we need them. Moreover, tell us why we're obligated to take them. I am not Angela Merkel. She destroyed Germany. Angela Merkel is the stereoisomer of Adolf Hitler. While Hitler invaded other nations to impose Germanic culture upon those other nations, Angela Merkel invaded her own nation to destroy German culture. That's who she was. And who is Angela Merkel? What does it have to do with the left wing in this country? They're all part and parcel of the same mentality, if you even want to call it that. I don't want to call them self-hating because I don't know them well enough to know if they even have a self. They hate their nations. They hate the idea of a national identity. I don't think most people understand what we're talking about when we say New World Order, world government. And it's pretty heavy stuff. You know, you're driving a cab or you're driving an Uber. You got to sell a hot dog on a stand. You got to drill a hole in a wall. You got to run a wire. You got to run a pipe. You got to connect two wires. You got to put a roof on it. Let's say you're in the building trades. What does all this matter to you? Well, it matters particularly to those of you in the building trades because the Democrats you vote for are trying to make you unemployed. The very Democrat party that your father, if you're in the building trades, told you to vote for is a party that would replace you with someone working for 25 cents on the dollar. So you may make a good living right now, but if you let more of these people in, you won't even have a job in a few years. They'll replace you with illegal aliens who work for 25 cents on the dollar. Make no mistake about it. This is all about greed. And you'll hear stuff from the churches about its humanity and its compassion. Do you know how much money the Catholic Church makes off this racket, the illegal alien racket? You know, I'm exhausted to have to tell the story over and over again every day that this comes up. Catholic Charities, wholly owned front company, business of the Pope. Baptist Family Services, wholly owned subsidiary of the Baptist Church, nothing to do with religion. It's basically a religion incorporated front group. They make billions, B-I-L-L-I-O-N-S, a year on providing services, so-called, for non-citizens who step over our own poor, our own homeless, and are given gold, gold, gold. They come here, they get everything. Housing, legal, medical, education. And you get nothing. Church groups steal it, basically, from the taxpayers. Or they get it from gullible, nice people in the pews. They send you appealing pictures of the poor, you know, downtrodden masses in Central America who have all of a sudden become our problem. Why are they my problem? Can anyone listening to this show tell me when poverty did not exist in the world? Tell me when it didn't exist. What's your fantasy? Left-wingers like this Noam Chomsky, a known America hater, Jew hater, Israel hater, left-wing communist Marxist piece of garbage, has the nerve to say that we created the problems in Central America and that we have an obligation to take in all of these poor. You're telling me there was no poverty in these nations before the United States existed? You're telling me we created the poverty in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras? You're telling me there was no poverty before the gringo came along? Well, then you're a naive fool or a liar or both or a combination thereof. And what you ought to do is run for office on the Democrat ticket because maybe you'll find a bunch of voters who agree with you. I wouldn't be one of them. So here's what I do. Here's what I do. I meet pessimists all the time who've given up on California. They want to leave. I'm not leaving, but they tell me if they get taxed anymore under Newsom, they're leaving. If he doesn't lower the taxes, they're leaving. If he doesn't fix the roads, they're leaving. You ever drive in San Francisco? Have you seen the roads in San Francisco under Nancy Pelosi? I know she's a national figure. Have you seen the roads in this city? Where's the money gone? Where's the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in state and federal highway funds? Who stole it? I invite you to take a ride from Van Ness Avenue to Lombard and go onto the Golden Gate Bridge any day of the week and tell me what you experience. And especially the lead up the roadway right before the Golden Gate Bridge, after that new stretch of highway, the road's completely broken. You can break a rim on those roads. They don't fill a pothole. Where'd the money go? Where are all the highway funds? Who stole them? No investigation from the U.S. Attorney's Office? What's he investigating? I have no idea. That's something Trump ought to look into. Where have all the highway funds gone, President Trump? Federal and state highway funds in the state of California. Who stole them? Where'd the money go? He's got his hands full. He's got a problem now on the border with the left wing trying to flood America with hundreds of thousands at this time. Could be 100 million unless they're stopped right now. Unless we stop them now, we could have 100 million poor come through the border. What would this nation do? We can't even take care of our own poor. Doesn't the left tell us we can't take care of our own poor, that they're suffering in the streets? Look at the homeless populations. Where do you think the illegals are going to go? Well, they're not going to be homeless. They're not going to be homeless. They're not going to be living under a highway ramp. They're going to get nice, clean housing. Warm showers, flat screen TVs, warm blankets, and three hot ethnic meals a day, courtesy of Catholic Charities, courtesy of Baptist Family Services, courtesy of Jewish front groups that dare use the name Jewish to steal the money for these people. I'm sick of it all. It's the oldest racket in the world, which is use your religion to be a grifter. Now, where does the money come from? It comes from the federal government, largely. It comes from the federal government. You know what kind of grants they get from the tax base to feed and clothe and house and educate and medicate these poor third worlders? Where does it end? When does this hysteria end, the hysteria of the left? There's no hysteria on the right. We see things as they are. And I've said 1,000 times, and I'll say it again. I have not yet met a rational Democrat who wants more of the illegal aliens in this country. I don't know one. You talk to any Democrat in the state of California, say, you really want more of them? No. Not one of them wants them here. So who wants them here? You tell me who wants them here. Well, Catholic Charities, Baptist Family Services. The Democrat machine wants more voters. It is true some of them will work. But have you ever done the math on the workers? Have you figured it out yet? Let's say one of the men comes in from Honduras and one of them works. So pick 1 out of 10. Maybe 3 out of 10 will actually work. And you put them to work wherever they're going to work, whether it's in a field or a factory. Lowest job there is. Who does he displace? He displaces Mexicans who have been here for years, whose wages have finally reached the point where the guy can buy himself a truck and save money to buy a house. Who does he displace? He displaces Mexicans who've been here longer than him, pushes them out of a job. That's why the Mexicans don't want them there to begin with in their own country, but let alone here in the job market here in this country. So they displace the Mexican people from their jobs, creating more social disorder, which again is what the left wants. And I don't think most of you actually decent people who see it in a different way than I do understand that the left really has no compassion for these people. They're just useful tools of the worldwide Marxist revolution that they see going on. That's what they see. They're just useful tools, soldiers in the armies of the night. Soldiers of Karl Marx wants to bring it all down, man. Wants to destroy the nation, not enrich the nation. Oh, of course, they'll couch it in humanitarian language and they'll say, savage, but your grandfather was an immigrant. Aren't they just the same? Doesn't the Statue of Liberty, savage, doesn't it say, give us your tired, your poor, your hungry, and those yearning to be free? Yeah. Well, you know, there was a guy named P.T. Barnum. He also had phrases like this way to the egress, to get people out of a crowded circus. He put up a sign, this way to the egress, to get them out. They didn't know what an egress was. He meant exit. So they went to see the egress, and it was an exit to get him out of a crowded theater so the next group of fools could come into the theater. Well, it's the same as give us your tired, your poor, your hungry, and those yearning to be free. Oh, nice words. But what do you think America was doing at that time, bringing in millions of people from Europe, my grandfather included? They were bringing in cheap labor. They needed them to go to New York and work in the garment center. They needed hundreds and thousands of them in the needle trades. Poor Eastern Europeans went to work, lived 16 to a room. Or the men from Poland, Germany, and those nations went and worked in the coal mines. The Irish worked in the coal mines, the steel mills in Pennsylvania, and those nations, those states. They were coming here and yearning to be free, but they had to break their back to put bread on the table. They worked for nothing. But they'd rather work for next to nothing here and be free than work for the next to nothing in Poland or in Russia and not be free. And then they built up a little bit of money, put bread on the table, saved some money, didn't spend it on crack cocaine, didn't spend it on marijuana. They built up a little money and they bought their family a tiny little house somewhere in America. And that was the American dream and the American way. They waited. They waited online. They said, I can't make it here. I'm not going to have very much in my life, but my son will. My son's son will. If I make some money and save it and don't spend it. And they waited and they waited and they died. They're lying in graves all over this country, hoping that their son's son did better than they did. And they wake up and they see an invaded nation. They see actual politicians working for the enemies of America, national, international, domestic, local, putting them ahead of their son's son. They look down from heaven and they say, how did this happen to my nation? I killed myself so my grandson could do better. And look what's going on. People who call themselves Democrats are actually putting illegal aliens ahead of my son's son, trying to push them out of their own country. But on top of that, calling my son's son names, white men themselves putting down white males with a sneer in almost every political speech, saying white male this, white male that. White men doing this in order to appease and appeal to the invaders. That's what they're looking at from heaven. And if you don't think this is a war for the soul of America, then you are brain dead, Johnson.